This is the St. James Postcast.
I'm here.
No, this isn't roll call.
Oh.
I'm just saying that you're hosting.
Well, I already knew that.
All the fun from the radio broadcast and more. Powered by nacho cheese and blessed by baby Jesus.
We just saw this in the news. The state of Oklahoma is issuing licenses to hunt down Bigfoot in their state. And if you're successful, it's worth $2.1 million. $2 million! It has never been easier to become a millionaire. First step, make an imaginary character real. And then second step, go hunt it down.
You're on the Postcast with Jeremiah St. James.
Do we even have an Ulta? You know, the face painting store. It's not a face painting store. Well, I mean, yes, it is. It is, but it's a little bit classier than that. It's the makeup painting store, right?
Oh, okay. Still wrong.
Go grab your Easter Peeps makeup eyeshadow thing. I don't know what it's called. There's a word for it where they have all the little dots and then you open it up and it's got all the colors. These happen to have the Peeps colors in them. I can't find the word. This is going south very, very quickly. I don't know why I allowed producer Brady to convince me that we should be doing makeup discussions on the air. We have no idea what we're talking about.
Now a quick check on our forecast.
Yep, there's definitely weather above us. If you need more detail, just look outside.
This is the St. James Postcast.
So my buddy came over last night and he totally made me feel self-conscious. He's a prepper, you know, food prepper, an end of the world prepper. And he totally pantry shamed me last night. Here's how it played out. He says, "You're grossly underprepared for Armageddon." And I'm like, "No, we're good." And he's like, "No, you're not." And I'm like, "Yeah, we're fine." He says, "No, your pantry is empty." And I'm like, "Yeah, because it'll be Armageddon. We won't even be here anymore." Can I get an amen? Thank you, Jesus. But for real, he says, "You need to learn how to be self-sufficient and prepare your pantry and your family so you can take care of each other." And I'm like, "Okay, well, riddle me this, Captain Survives a Lot. Where do I find Dorito seeds that I might plant in the ground and a nacho cheese well that I might draw from the earth?" Hey, it's Jeremiah St. James. With the guys from Building 429, you know, I used to remember why they call themselves Building 429, and then I forgot. So I Googled it real quick so I could tell you, and then I forgot it again and I closed the screen. I should have used the time more wisely and looked up vitamins.
More of the St. James Postcast in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See, that was fast and a total waste of time.
I hesitated because the screen was blurry. I left my glasses in the kitchen by the coffee maker. Don't judge me, I'm aging not so gracefully. And she told me first thing in the morning she was mad at me, but she was mad at me because of something I did in her dreams. I got burritos instead of tacos, and she was mad at me in her dreams, so when we woke up, I was in trouble for something I didn't even do because I was unconscious. And I'm a little concerned because this bump on my arm, it's just concerning. Oh, wait, hold on, never mind. I picked it off. It was dried up nacho cheese. I'm good.
You're on the Postcast with Jeremiah St. James.
And I was like, "No, we're not going to be planting anything this year. We do not have green thumbs. We can't keep anything alive." Well, I should clarify, except for our children. They're alive and healthy, but only because they're not green.
You're on the Postcast with Jeremiah St. James.
There's an oil change chain where my family lives, and their marketing is, it's so fast, you don't even have to get out of your car, and their mascot is like a stopwatch, and I'm thinking to myself, this is my car's engine you're dealing with. I don't want the fastest. Hold on. Do you also have on your menu a slow and meticulous oil change? I wish that the stopwatch wasn't their mascot. I wish they had a mascot that was Sherlock Holmes, and it was so thoroughly investigated and so meticulous, and then Watson comes out, and is like, "My dear boy, that is the best oil change I've ever seen."
We're glad you tuned in. We like to have a lot of fun around here. Jeremiah, tell our friends something funny.
Oh, my bank accounts.
Yeah, that's a total joke.
A public service announcement for both husbands and wives equally, because this went down in our house, and maybe I can save you the frustration or the embarrassment or just the scenario in general. If you leave your face makeup marker out on the kitchen table. I don't know what it's actually called. We mentioned this earlier. I should have Googled it and I forgot. If you know what it is, it's the one that you color in your around your eyes with. You know, the marker, the eye marker. And I know you're probably, you can call or text, but I know you're yelling at the radio right now. Like, St. James, it's called this, whatever it is. So, you know, the eye marker. If you leave that out on the kitchen, you cannot get mad at us as men for mistaking it for a marker. Especially if it's in a common space, in an awkward space like the kitchen. Who does their eye marker in the kitchen anyway? And it just causes all kinds of confusion. Who knows? Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's a grocery list.
You're on the Postcast with Jeremiah St. James.
Kathy called in to save the day. She says, Jeremiah, the word you were looking for, the eye marker, as you put it, is actually called the highlighter. No, what was it? No, it wasn't that, Brady. What was it? It was the eye lighter? No, I forget.
Hey, you're still here. Aw, we're gonna get a little attached. Borderline clingy. Postcast.
The game is, I don't know. Oh, we forgot to name it. How about what's Washington Googling? What is Washington Googling? As of today, the top things that we are asking the Webernet for help with in quarantine. The number one question right now, which makes sense with all of us working from home, how do I Zoom? How do I conduct a Zoom call? Number one. Also, two contradictory questions tied for number two and three. How do I cook? And also, how do I lose quarantine weight? Washington wants to know, how do I eat? And then how do I burn it off? And also, a nod towards one of the other most popular. How do I cut my own hair? What Google search would define your quarantine life? If I had to pick, mine would probably be, all right, Google, I finished Netflix, now what? Yes, all of Netflix, don't judge me. Okay, maybe judge me a little.
This is Postworthy. Your adorable inspiration with Miss Mila.
Hi, this is Miss Mila. We're going to learn some verses together.
This is Postworthy.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. John 11:25.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode.